The Philippine president today ordered an end to parliamentary debate on the controversial reproductive health bill and for legislators to put it to vote before Congress. The bill, as it stands, would require the distribution of free or low-cost contraceptives, although lawmakers are expected to discuss whether to work abortions and abortifacient drugs into the bill. Schools, moreover, would be mandated to provide sex education to children as young as 9 years old. Earlier, the United Nations Population Fund country representative urged the Philippine president to implement the bill quickly. The Philippines is one of the few remaining nations where the protection of life is enshrined in the Constitution and abortion is illegal. Archbishop Ramon Arguelles of Lipa was among the tens of thousands gathered over the weekend outside the Marian Shrine dedicated to Our Lady of EDSA to protest the government's attempts to pass the legislation.
This is a bill that provides for, they call, maternal health. And also health of the babies. But actually, I think you know this very well in the West, in America, I think it's 40 years since you had this. And this is what Pope Paul VI tried to give an answer to, although the issue, I think, came after the Humanae Vitae. And so they are trying to implement it here because it is a requirement of the what the UN calls the Millennium Development Goal. And so it's been in Congress, it's Congress for the last 15 years. It has always been rejected. However, late this time under the present president, Benigno Aquino III, I think they are determined to pass it. So yesterday we had a difficult experience, a very bad experience of seeing the government railroad the whole issue and force the passing of the bill. But it's not yet passed. It will be, there will be some, they have stopped the debates and there will be so-called amendments. But I think they are trying to force the passage of the bill before the end of this month.
And what could the legislation of this bill, what could this legislation possibly mean for the people of the Philippines? It's such a Catholic country.
That means making contraceptive medicine available, like ordinary medicine. That's why we are trying to tell our people what sickness is it going to cure, because conception is not a sickness. The baby is not a virus. And then also, I think they would like the government, taxpayers' money, to pay for condoms, to provide condoms. The church is always fighting it because it is destroying the values of our people, and it is against our culture. But besides that, they want sex education starting from grade 4 until high school. And we know that what sex education had done to other nations, no, it is not really educating them values, but just the use of illicit sex, no, and promiscuity. It leads to that. No. Now, one other thing is that we know very well from the experience in what we know that happened in other lands, that this reproductive health leads to abortion. Even Mrs. Hillary Clinton affirmed that. So we are warning our people about this, and we are very sad that our government is bent on approving this. And yesterday, after a big rally last Saturday organized by the church, even the UN and some other foreign groups, no, and also our local government departments have tried to convince everybody that the RH bill has to be passed.
What are some of the other actions that are being taken by the bishops and also by just the Catholic faithful in general in the Philippines to try to prevent this bill from being passed and put into law?
For the last 15 years, the bishops have been appealing to Congress people not to pass this bill. And in recent years, we have allowed our very active lay leaders to spearhead the movement for life. and to oppose this bill. So we believe that we are the underdogs because there's a lot of money, they say, coming from abroad, you know, that has been poured into our country to promote precisely this immoral bill. And even the press, when there is a great manifestation like we had last Saturday, they would downplay the impact of such events. And when we respond to arguments favoring RH, no, we show the doctrine of the church and what is happening everywhere, the press do not seem to entertain and put into newspaper, to news and to radio our position.
Now, the Philippines is obviously such a Catholic country. What are some of the ramifications of this bill being passed be on even the culture, the Catholic culture of the Philippines?
Some of us, or many of us, believe that we might be one of the last countries where this kind of policy is not yet legalized. By the way, the government is trying to pass this bill, but the practice of promoting contraception and all these illicit things are being already undertaken in our far-flung areas, in what we call barangays, which are the barrios, no? The places distant from the cities. They're already trying to infiltrate that with their immoral policies, no? But anyway, the Philippines, we believe, is one of the last countries that has opposed this death policies. We call it death because it is what will follow is divorce, euthanasia, abortion, total population control, and homosexual union, because they're already talking about it, about them. And so we believe that as a Catholic country, you know, the arguments that some government people are saying that we, even Catholic countries, have already accepted the reproductive health policies. No? But we believe that the Catholic, as a Catholic country, our people are called to restore humanity, maybe the rest of the countries also, to the laws of God. No? So the reason why we oppose this in our country is we hope that the other nations will follow suit, are changing what they had already approved before. And I think we always argue with our people that whereas other nations are already on the way, they have already made a turnaround, we are still going there, and we should learn from their mistakes.